Okay, so for Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, so we'll go through Damar Lecha Mani Beis Shamayhi Velo Tazos Mina Vechulei. Okay, so the Gemara had said that we paskin like Beis Shamayhi. The Gemara had two different versions of, like, what does it mean that we paskin like Beis Shamayhi? Can we really paskin Beis Shamayhi? And the answer is yes, we paskin like Beis Shamayhi. Okay, so Tosfos starts off. Beseder of Amram, Pasak Beshisha Makomos Halacha Beis Shamayhi. So in this work of the Gaonim, of Rav Amram Gaon, so we paskin in six places that the Halacha is like Beis Shamayhi over Beis Hillel. So now we're going to count all six of them. Chada, one of them, Haida Sukkah. Tzricha Shtehei Machzegas Rosho Verubo Beshochano. It's this one of Sukkah. In terms of the minimum size of a Sukkah, that is 7 by 7 Tvachim, that it has enough area to hold his head, his body, and his table. So that's number one. Be'idach, number two. Benachos Perak Techeles. In Perak Techeles, the name of the Perak in Benachos over there. Gabi Sadin Betzitis Beishamai Potrin Ubeis Hillel Mechaivin. Right? In terms of if you have something which isn't quite a beged, right, it's more like a cloth, it's a sheet of paper, a sheet of cloth, that whether or not it's chayav and tzitzis, so Beis Shammai says it's not, Beis Hillel says it is chayav. Fine, so that's one, that's another machlokes, od l'sham, another number three, where we're going to pass like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. Kama chutin hu nosi. So now how many strings do you need to put onto tzitzis? So Beis Shammai amri dalid, Beis Shammai says you need four, Beis Hillel amri gimel, Beis Hillel says you need three. Again, we pass like Beis Shammai, and that a third machlokas. Number four, od hasam. Another one. Oh, there's a third one from Perek Techeles there in Menachos. So od hasam. Kama tehei mishol sheles Beis Shammai omrim dalet Beis Hillel omrim gimel. And this is also in terms of, I think, in terms of how they're knotted and how they're tied together. So Beis Shammai says with four, and Beis Hillel says with three. So that, again, is another machlokas where we'll pass like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. B'chol hani avdi ke Beis Shammai. So just, like, you know, summarize, in all of these ones, we pass like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. Me'idach v'meseches brachos. Now, number five, right, we had one from our mesechta right here. We had three from Menachos, so that's four total. Number five is in meseches brachos, Perek Elu Devar. That's the name of the Perek over there on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Beis Shammai over menachabim esabayis v'akarkach Notlin Liadayim. So what exactly Mechavim Esabayis means is a subject of dispute, so we'll leave it alone for now. But the point is, you have to wash your hands afterwards. Amrina Megemar, Bekulei Pirkun Halacha Kabeis Hillel Bar Mihach. And the Gemara itself over there says that we paskin like Beis Hillel in that entire parak there, except in this one machlokas, implying, though clearly, that we paskin like Beis Shammai in this machlokas here about Mechav Desabayis, but Akarkach Notlin Liadayim. So basically, that's number five. We have five places that we paskin like Beis Shammai. Here's the number six that Rav Amram Cohen said. Od Hasam, another Gemara there in Brachos in that very same parak, which we'll see in a second, is going to be a slight problem. So Od Hasam, another one over there. Besof Pirka, at the end of that parak, Gabi Misha Achal Vishasa Velo Birech. If somebody went and he ate and he drank and he did not make a bracha chrona, so then demaisi v'gemar uvda d'rabba barbar chana de'ashkach yonin d'dava. That the idea is that you're supposed to go back to the place where you had benched. So rabba barbar chana ended up going back, and indeed he found a golden dove. Like, that's clearly a sign of Hashem's favor. You know, like, he went back to do like Beis Shammai, which was that you're supposed to go back, and indeed he found a golden dove. V'chad Talmud d'avid ke Beis Shammai v'ashkach arnaki. And another Talmud went and did the same thing. He passed him like Beis Shammai. He acted like Beis Shammai. He went back to bench. V'ashkach arnaki. And he found a wallet. You know, again, like a really good mitzia that he got. And therefore, you see, like, you know, Hashem showed his favor. V'idach Talmud, and another Talmud, avid ke the Ovid Kabeis Hillel that acted like Beis Hillel, but Achle Aryeh. And he got eaten by a lion. All right, so it's pretty clear there that it's the Pesach follows Beis Shammai there. If you do the right thing, then you... If you do like Beis Shammai, you find good things. If you do like Beis Hillel, you get killed by a lion. Right, so clearly, that sounds like the Pesach like Beis Shammai. So that's number six. So now Tosfos, before moving on, just notes one difficulty, a slight difficulty. And this sixth one that he listed, that one's in the same parak as the fifth one that he listed in Brachos. And how did we know we paskin like Beis Shammai in that fifth one? Well, we paskin like Beis Shammai because the Gemara said so. And the Gemara said we paskin like Beis Shammai in only this machlokas out of our parak. Right? We paskin like Beis Hillel in the entire parak except for this one. That implies that in no other machlokas in this parak will we paskin like Beis Shammai. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah.
Make sense? So that's awkward, though, because the sixth one that Rav Amram Gon listed is also in that same parak. And yet Tosfos is saying that that's the sixth one where we paskin like Beis Shammai. So here things don't add up, but k'sas kasha, we have a little bit of a problem. Hadika amar hasam b'kulei pirkan halafik Beis Hillel bar mehach. Because now it's a little bit problematic, because that Gemara, the fifth Gemara, had said that in that whole parak we paskin like Beis Hillel, except in this one case. That implies that not in any other cases, like the sixth one. But that sixth one is in the parak. So v'shema, now Tosfos, to answer that, Tosfos suggests the following. V'shema mishum de Beis Hillel nami modu to the chavchila miya of the yidon ki Beis Shammai. that really maybe the reason why that Gemara had said we paskin like Beis Hillel in the entire perek, except in this one case. Oh, what about in that second case? We also don't paskin like Beis Hillel. No, because that's not really a full machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel agrees if you don't bench and you remember you're supposed to go back to that same spot. They just don't think you have to. They still think you're supposed to. Whereas Beis Shammai says no, you have to. So it's not such a significant machlokas between them, because really Beis Hillel agrees that ideally you should act like Beis Shammai. Like, it's not like you should act like Beis Hillel ideally. Like, don't go back. No, ideally you're supposed to do like Beis that you're ideally supposed to do like Beis Shammai. So therefore, when the Gemara had said in the fifth Gemara, oh, we paskin like Beis Hillel in every machlokas in this parak except for this one, that's because that other one we're going to end up paskin like Beis Shammai isn't really like we paskin like Beis Shammai as much as it's saying that really even Beis Hillel doesn't argue there. Beis Hillel really agrees to Beis Shammai over there that you're supposed to do like Beis Shammai, and obviously it's the ideal thing to do, as you see what happens to all those people. The ones that acted like Beis Shammai had wonderful things happen to them. The ones that had acted like Beis Hillel had terrible things happen to them. Clear so far?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's like a hinge in Tosas. Okay, so now we're going to turn to another point. That was listing those six and explaining basically where they are and what the background is. So now let's turn to another point. Okay, I mean, building off of this, but now we're going to have a problem with our Gemara. So now on that which Rav Amram Gon Paskin, and really our Gemara, Paskin's over here in Sukkah, right, that the minimum size of a Sukkah is like Beis Shammai, which is 7 by 7 Tefachim. Ein lahak shos, meaning, I'm going to ask a question, right? But don't ask the following question. Meha damrina parakama de brachos to amar Rav Yosef asa kidvrei Beis Shammai lo asa velo klum. That Rav Yosef says over there in brachos, on the different parak in brachos, the first parak, that we say that if you act like Beis Shammai, if you follow Beis Shammai's halacha, then you haven't done anything. Umaisi raya, and the Gemara there brings a proof. Meha hi milsa to sukkah. Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ha-chorani shechola v'holchu zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hillel. Lebakro umatzuhu shahaya yoshev rosho v'rubo v'sukkah v'shochanah v'socha bayis. Now what happened? Rav Yosef and Nakamar said that if you paskin like Beis Shammai, when the halacha is really like Beis Hillel, you haven't done anything. You haven't even fulfilled it, bidi of it. So the Gemara there brings a proof. It brings a proof how? It tells you that whole story, which our Gemara is working off of as well, from the Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Chesem and Aleph. That mission tells us that some of the Chachamim went to go and visit Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani, who was one of the Tanan, and he was sick. And they, Ziknei Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel went to go visit him. And they found him that he was sitting, how? With his head and his body in the sukkah, but his table was inside of the house. Amru lo Ziknei Beis Shammai, the heads of Beis Shammai said to him, Im kein ha'isin noe kol yamecha, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah kol yamecha. So if this is how you've been living your whole life, then you have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your entire life. Okay. So that Gemara used this Mishnah about having your table inside the sukkah, not inside the sukkah, as a proof that if you do like Beis Hillel, sorry, if you do like Beis Shammai in place of Beis Hillel, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. Umaskinan hasam da halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani. And the Gemara there concludes that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani, meaning to say, not like Beis Shammai. The Gemara concludes, like Beis Hillel. Yochanan HaChorani was sitting with his table outside the sukkah. Beis Shammai told him he was doing something wrong. And that's why the Gemara brought it in. But the Gemara concludes there, although I'll tell you the truth, you know, this isn't actually true. The Gemara there does not explicitly say that, and this is a very difficult line in Tosos. We can explain it more, but for now I just want to get through the basic Tosos. But this is a difficult line in Tosos because the Gemara doesn't actually indicate anything there, at least on a simple level, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani. But re-anchoring ourselves, what's Tosos doing? Tosos says, our Gemara says we pass on like Beis Shammai. But that's problematic, because Tosos thinks the Gemara in Brachos implies that we paskin not like Beis Shammai. Because that Gemara in Brachos, in the midst of its discussion over there about bringing a proof to an idea, which we're about to explain more in a moment, but in the Gemara's discussion over there, it sounds like we paskin not like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai told Yochanan HaChorani that he did the wrong thing. The Gemara there, according to Tosos, indicates that we paskin not like Beis Shammai, and rather like Yochanan HaChorani, i.e. you're allowed to have your table outside a sukkah, inside your house. So if that's true, isn't that against our Gemara? Our Gemara says we paskin like Beis Shammai. That Gemara says we paskin not like Beis Shammai, according to Tosos' read of that Gemara. So what are we going to do? So Tosos says, no, don't ask this question. Right? Remember, he started off with Ein Lahakshos. Don't ask this question. Why? Because, now here's his answer. That's his unspoken question. Here's his answer. Dehahi plugta besukkah gedola. Kinamaskinan debitarti pligi. Behahi halacha kebeis hila. Avahacha besuka katana ubaha halacha kebeis shamay. No. Don't conflate two separate issues. There's two different machlokeses where beis shamay and beis hillel argue. Number one, what is the actual minimum size of the sukkah? 6x6 tefachim as beis hillel holds, or 7x7 tefachim as beis shamay holds? Enough area that it could hold your table. In that machlokes, which is what our Gemara is talking about, we paskin like beis shamay. And that's what Rav Amram Gomer is talking about, we paskin like beis shamay. What's the minimum size of a sukkah? 7x7 tefachim. That Gemara in Brachos is not talking about the minimum size, right? That Gemara is talking about, even if it's a big size, you know, let's say it's 4 amos by 4 amos, 10 amos by 10 amos, it's a nice big sukkah. But you have your sukkah's table outside of the sukkah. It's inside your house. Are you allowed to do that? That's a second machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to. So that Gemara is not a contradiction, because that Gemara is talking about a different machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we paskin like Beis Hillel in that machlokas. Right? So to summarize, Tosa says, don't get confused how our Gemara indicates we paskin like Beis Shammai, and that Gemara in Brachos indicates that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Because really, there's no problem. Because really, it's two separate machlokos. There's two separate arguments. Our Gemara is talking about the minimum size of a sukkah, and in that we paskin like Beis Shammai, and that's 7x7 tefachim. That Gemara is talking about about whether or not you're allowed to have your sukkah outside, sorry, whether you're allowed to have your table outside of your sukkah or not. And there we paskin like Beis Hillel, that you are allowed to. Like Yochanan Acharani, that you are allowed to. Unlike Beis Shammai, who says you're not. Okay? So the apparent problem was that our Gemara sounds like you paskin like Beis Shammai, that Gemara sounds like you paskin like Beis Hillel. The answer is that both of those are correct, because they're about different machlokeses. Make sense?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, good. So now the Gemara, now Tosa is going to continue onwards. So now Tosa says, Mihu shmaitin dehasim tema. Tosa says, that Gemara, once I've mentioned that Gemara in Brachos, I have to at least explain to you that the Gemara makes no sense, seemingly. That's a very confusing Gemara. Why? That Gemara over there, shmaitin dehasim tema. Hechi dayak mina de'asa kebeis shamay lo asa b'luklum. How could the Gemara use our Mishnah, you know, that one with Rabbi Yochanan Acharani, right, about having the table inside and outside the sukkah? The Gemara there is using it for what context? To try to teach you a rule. What's that rule? That if you do like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. That Gemara tries to bring a proof. What's the proof to that idea that the Gemara brings? Our Mishnah with Yochanan Acharani. What's that Mishnah? That Beis Shammai told Yochanan Acharani that if you've done like Beis Hillel, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah your whole life. Meaning to say, if you do like Beis Hillel against like Beis Shammai, you never fulfilled the mitzvah. That's very striking. And it's odd. Tosfos is bothered. That Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara tries to bring a proof that if you do like Beis Shammai instead of Beis Hillel, it is as if you've done nothing. How does the Gemara bring a proof? It brings a proof from Beis Shammai saying that if you do like Beis Hillel, you've done nothing. Like, that's the wrong way. Right? You try to bring a proof that if you do like Beis Shammai, it's done nothing. Yet that Gemara then brings a proof that if you do like Beis Hillel, you've done nothing. How does that make any sense? So that's question number one of Tosos. And number two on that, so that doesn't make any sense. But Ode, another question. V'chit tzarech raya al zeh, hecha de halacha k'beis Hillel, she'im asa k'beis Shammai, lo asa v'l'klum. A second point. What's the Gemara trying to prove? Do I need to tell you that if you paskin one way in a machlokas, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and then you do like the other opinion, who we don't paskin like, that you haven't done the mitzvah? Do I need to tell you that? That if you do something that's not normative, you go like a das yachid, you go against the normal mainstream psak halacha, that you haven't done anything? What do I need a proof for that for? That's obvious. Meaning, so first of all, the Gemara is strange because the proof that it brings is backwards. Second of all, the Gemara is strange, and then it thinks you need to bring a proof at all for the fact that we paskin like Beis Hillel, and then if you do like Beis Shammai, it's meaningless. Of course that's true. Of course it's meaningless if you do like Beis Shammai. Understand?
Yeah.
So two questions. So now Tosfos answers. But Tzarech Lomar, this is what you have to say. To itzrich hasam le'suye hecha de Beis Hillel machmirim midrabanon u'Beis Shammai mukmila adaraisa v'lo gazrinon im asa k'dibrei Beis Shammai lo yatsa yidei chovatsu afilu daraisa. Tosfos says a very big chiddush here. I'll translate it now. And it's coming to say the following. That it's needed over there to come to include a case where Beis Hillel is just being machmir on a dirabanan level. Meaning to say, Beis Hillel doesn't say this is the actual requirement on a daraisa level, on a Torah level, but rather, it's only a chumrah. It's an added chumrah of dirabanan, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says one thing. Beis Hillel says, no, there's actually an additional chumrah which you have to follow. So then the Gemara is there coming to teach you a very big chiddush. That if you don't do like Beis Hillel's chumrah, and you only do like Beis Shammai's basic letter of the law, you haven't even fulfilled the mitzvah on a d'oraisa level. That the Rabbanan have uprooted the mitzvah to the point where you haven't fulfilled it even on a basic, bare basement level, bottom basement level of the d'oraisa. Which is a fascinating chiddush. This is a whole big tumult in the Rishonim. In fact, Ran and the Ritva, for example, and Chav Chesman Aleph, no, that's not true at all. It just means you haven't filled it completely correctly. Not that you haven't fulfilled it at all. Right? But according to Tosos, he's saying that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah bichlal. Not at all. Even though you did the basic deraisa law. But Beis Hillel required a chumrah. You didn't do that chumrah. It undermines your ability to fulfill it on the deraisa law. It's a fascinating chiddush. That's what Tosos is suggesting, to make sense of that Gemara. Now, if that's true, now that explains Tosos' second question, right? Tosos said, what do I need to prove that if I do like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, right, that I haven't done anything? Of course that's true. So Tosos' chiddush is that that wasn't so simple if it's against the Daraisa, that I did the Daraisa law, but Beis Hillel just wanted me to do more, to do something in Darabana. That I don't fulfill it on the Daraisa level? Yes, that's what the Gemara needs to prove for. That's what the chiddush is. So that answers Tosos' second question about, what do I need to prove that doing like Beis Shammai is meaningless? Oh, it's because it's not so simple, it should be meaningless. When all they were saying, Beis Hillel was saying to do, was just something extra. Something derabanan extra. Is it really so obvious that to do like Beis Shammai there is absolutely worthless? That's not so simple. So now Tosfos understands why that Gemara needed to bring a proof to Beis Hillel's, to the idea of the Gemara, that if you do like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, it's as if you've done nothing. But what about Tosfos' first question? Still, that Gemara sounds backwards. It's trying to prove that if you do like Beis Shammai in place of Beis Hillel, you've done nothing. But it brings a proof from Beis Shammai saying that if you do like Beis Hillel in place of Beis Shammai, you've done nothing. The Gemara is still backwards. So what? How do we make sense of that? So Tosfos is going to explain in a second. So now Tosfos is still, sorry, at this point, explaining. Just as we find this idea that you can uproot the Daraisa Kiyum, if you do like the wrong opinion, just as we find like Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to sit on the edge of your sukkah and have your table be inside your house, when Beis Shammai says that, is that true on a d'oraisa level? No. It's only true on a d'rabbanan level that is a problem. Because it's only a gezeirah, it's a fear that we have that maybe you'll go and you'll follow your sukkah and eat out, you'll follow your table and eat outside of your sukkah, that we have a problem and we say you shouldn't do this on a d'rabbanan level. But is it that I don't fulfill it on a d'oraisa level? I would never have thought so. I would think that maybe I've messed up. Maybe I've done the wrong thing. I haven't done what the rabbis wanted me to do. But have I fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa? Yeah, I ate in my sukkah. Who cares if my table was over there? I ate in the sukkah. Aren't I fine? So the answer is no. Because Beis Shammai told Yochanan Al-Harani, Rabbi Yochanan Al-Harani, did they say, oh, you're not doing the right thing? Or they said, you never fulfill the mitzvah. You never fulfill the mitzvah if you've eaten like this. Implying you can't even fulfill it on the basic d'oraisa level if you don't follow like our chumrah d'rabbanan. Does that make sense? So basically the idea is that you see from Beis Shammai's words, by claiming that Rabbi Yochanan Al-Harani never fulfilled the mitzvah at all, that even though he didn't do like their chumrah d'rabbanan, that he hasn't even fulfilled it on a basic level of a d'oraisa. And therefore now, Tosfos is going to say, v'kamri lo kiyam ta mitzvah sukkah mi yamecha afilu midoraisa lo kiyam, that he hasn't even fulfilled the mitzvah on a d'oraisa level. Umid Beis Shammai nishma le Beis Hillel, and from the fact that this is true by Beis Shammai, that if you don't, that Beis Shammai feels that if you don't fulfill our chumrah d'rabbanan, then you haven't even fulfilled it on a d'oraisa level. From that concept, we can derive and learn to the case of Beis Hillel. That if you don't do like Beis Hillel, and you follow like, not like Beis Hillel's chumrah, but instead you only do like Beis Shammai's basic law, so the same idea should be true there as well. If you don't do like their chumrah, then you haven't even fulfilled it on the d'oraisa level. So Tosfos answered both of those questions. So number one, how does it make sense to say that we're learning from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? And number two, hold on 1 second, why do I even need to prove over there in that Gemara that I should say that, like, oh, if you do like Beis Shammai, it's meaningless against Beis Hillel? Obviously, we possibly like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, so you can't just do like Beis Shammai. So Tosfos answers both of them with golden fell swoop. The real idea is that even if you don't do like a, just a mere chumrah of the other opinion, if we possibly like that opinion, then if you don't do like their chumrah, you don't even fulfill it on a basic bottom level of a daraisa. And from the fact that that was true by Beis Shammai, it's also true by Beis Hillel. And that's why the proof was allowed to be backwards, because it's still teaching that same essential idea that if you don't fulfill the Derabbanan Chumrah, you don't fulfill it even on a Derisa level. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, stop this now.